Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I'm so happy to be back and sharing with you today. Today we're going to be talking about a very important topic. These are the two clues that I'm going to leave you about our conversation. I'm proud of you. The words we grow wishing we had heard. And how to give your kids the power to go outside your expectations of them. Super powerful. Before I start, I need to let you know that I've been dealing with a cold for the last few days. So hopefully we get through this with no coughing or sneezing or anything like that. I did the best that I could so that I would be here to be able to record this with you today. I have my Heelys going on me, sending frequency through me for performance and energy. And I've also taken my Magic Mind, which is a drink that I recently started taking, and it's really, really powerful. I find that it really gives me more energy and mental focus, and that is why I wanted to make sure that I took it before recording this episode today, because I've been dealing with this cold. My two biggest things have been low energy and just really poor mental focus. So when I find that I take these, especially when I'm not sick, is that it gives me that sustainable energy throughout the day. My mind is more focused. I'm more productive. Whenever I take anything like this, I always want to make sure that I look at the ingredients and that I support the ingredients that are going into my body. And I love this because it has ingredients like ashwagandha, lion's mane, and cordyceps mushrooms, which are things that I've been adding into my diet over the last 10 plus years. So if you are someone who's like, I drink a lot of coffee and I want to switch, but I don't know what to do, or if you just want more focus, energy, sustainable energy, really, I highly recommend this product, the Magic Mind. And I actually have a coupon code for you. So it'll be in the show notes and you can get 40% off your subscription if you want that as well. So let's dive right into this to today. So I'm proud of you. This is a big one. This has hit home for me many times over the last few days. Being sick, I watched a bunch of documentaries and things like that. And this theme kept coming up. And this book, The Five Regrets of the Dying, one of the core of the main one, the biggest regret is people saying on their deathbed that they wish they had lived a life true to themselves and not the life that others had expected of them. That is really, really powerful. Right? And then hearing someone like Marie Folio, who, if you don't know her, she's this super successful business, entrepreneur. And she's a coach and it seems like a million other things. So I don't have her full biography, but she's really, really powerful person in her expert in her industry, in her field. But before all that happened, she had gone to university for to take in business, and she was in this job which was like at the pinnacle of her career. It was a really good job, but she wasn't happy there and she wanted to leave, but she didn't know what to do. She had all this debt, and she called her dad and she said, Like, I'm not happy at work here. Like, I have all this student debt, et cetera, and I'm scared that, like, I'm gonna disappoint you if I don't stay here in this job. And whatever he said to her, like, obviously you won't disappoint me, and things like that. I'm also gonna say that I might get emotional throughout this episode because these things, like, they make me cry because they're so powerful. Like, they really, this is why I do the work that I do. This is why I guide you through this work because of these exact things. Like, I don't want to be on my deathbed saying I wish I lived a life that was true to myself and not a life that, filled the expectations of what other people wanted me to do, to be, and to have. Like, no, and I don't want my child to feel that way, and I don't want anybody else to feel that way. So, at the core of everything that we do, in the work that I do, like, and this is the name of the podcast, like Motherhood Unshackled, we're unshackling ourselves from the expectations that other people have of us, right? So it's just, yeah, if I get emotional, please forgive me. And then there's another really powerful story that I want to get into with you, and it's John Robbins' story. So he is the author of a book, A Diet for the New America, something like that, I believe. I'll find the title later on and I'll let you know as we're chatting here. It's in my notes somewhere. But what happened is his father and his uncle founded Baskin Robbins, and they became billionaires, right? And when he was young, he was very sick, right? And they had ice cream, like, it's an ice cream company, right? So they had ice cream for breakfast if he wanted. They didn't really pay attention to what they were eating. They were eating, I guess you can say, the typical American diet. And then when he started learning all the ins and outs of the business and all these things, his dad wanted him to, like, take over the business, the family business, essentially. And then when his uncle was in his 50s, he saw him die. I believe it was of a heart attack. Either way, it was like a sudden death due to, like, being ill. He was very obese and things like that. And he started to think, is there, like, a relationship with what we eat, what we're eating here in our family? And he was specifically talking about ice cream to, like, our health and to why I got sick very young, why my uncle now got sick and died very young. And so one day he decided to leave the family business, and he's like, you know what? Like, this is not something I want to pursue. It doesn't feel in alignment with me. It doesn't feel in integrity with me. And I respect you for what you've done for the business that you've built. Like, obviously, super amazing, but it's just not something I want to pursue. So he sold everything. He told his dad he doesn't even want any of the money. Of his money at all, because it's all connected to the business. So, like, out of integrity, he felt like he just had to remove all strings connected to that and start a life that was more aligned with him. So he moved to this island in Vancouver and whatnot. And what happened here, though, is that, to his dad, it felt like he was rejecting his life work, right? And he did it, if you listen to his full story, like, he did it in a, such an elevated way. But still, when someone hears that, especially if they're not, like, enlightened beings and more conscious beings, then it's like it's a slap in the face. It's like they're rejecting my life work. Like, how dare you, right? And so the relationship kind of fell apart. His dad was really hurt. He was sad, and they didn't talk much. He eventually did his thing. He started looking at nutrition and changing things in his life, and he wrote this book, like I said, A New Diet for America. That's what it is, a diet for a new America. And he sent it to him, but his dad didn't read it, didn't even open it. And at some point, his dad got really ill. He had severe diabetes, severely overweight, very high blood pressure, and he went to his cardiologist. At this point, he was on a ton of medication. He had, like, very high risk for, like, amputations from his diabetes and things like that. And he was a very, very sick man. And his doctor said to him, his cardiologist, that, like, what we can do right now, there's nothing we can do to help you. All we can do is control your medication, control the side effects you're having, make you a little bit more comfortable for the remaining years that you have. And his dad felt, obviously, like anyone would, like, defeated, right? And then the cardiologist said, on the other hand, if you're willing to change your lifestyle and what you eat, there might be a different prognosis for you. And his dad was like very curious, and he's like, what do you mean? So, and this is very emotional for me because it's so powerful. His physician handed him a copy of the book that his son wrote. The physician didn't know that it was his son, right? And he did, the dad, funny enough, didn't say anything, but he started reading it. And he started doing small changes and was getting some results and more changes, more results, and so forth, right? And fast forward 2 years, he was able to get off all his medication. He was in complete remission from his diabetes. He had lost a bunch of weight, all these things. And finally, he called up his son. And before I say this, I should say that at some point before his son left the family business, he did ask his dad, do you think there's a connection between like us and our entire family being sick and what we're eating or like ice cream? And he like looked at him and said, don't ever say that again. Like it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, essentially, right? And when he called him up here 2 years after he had started reading his book and made these changes, he said to his son, it turns out you were right. It turns out you were right. And he told him his story, and they were able to reconnect. And this is important because when his son decided not to follow, not to pursue his family business, his dad was extremely disappointed at him, so much that it like broke their relationship up. Like they stopped talking for a number of years, right? The reason that happened is that because his son made a choice that was out of integrity to himself, but it was a slap in the face to the father, right? In the end, he was able to give him, though, a gift that was so much more valuable than he would have if he would have just continued in the found done the obvious thing and continued in the family business, right? Because he lived for 20 more years after that, his dad, and his prognosis back then was like less than a few years, right? He was essentially on his deathbed. We hear this all the time. We are all unique. We are all here to do one thing, and that only us can bring to the planet, right? And it can be a small thing that has a massive impact, like the concept that one is a million, right? You change, one person follows their integrity, one person lives a life based on what feels right for them and not what others expect of them, and they make a change. And then he ended up reading a book and writing a book and impacting tons of people. He wrote much more, like many more books after that. And his dad is not the only person that benefited from this, right? So we don't see this when we're stuck in our day-to-day parenting and we want our kids to do what we want them to do. But this is why I wanted to share this story with you. This is why this story makes me so emotional, because the value that he was able to bring not only to his family, but to the rest of the world by being able to follow what was true to him and step outside of the expectations his dad had of him is so important, right? And then another person, Brandon Burchard, he is a high performance coach. He works with Olympians and World Cup champions and all sorts of high performing athletes. And he says that he's never found a human being that is not seeking validation from somebody else. And typically it's from parents. And he says all these people, they're Olympic medalists and World Cup champions, and they start to look at why they were motivated to get where they were. What motivated them to achieve this high level that most people can't? And when they get to the core of it, it was to get the approval from their dad or their mom. It's because they wanted to hear And it is a fact that in most cases it's from their father, but sometimes it's their mother. They just wanted to hear their father or mother say to them, "I love you and I'm proud of you." Right? This is like, and I share this in my stories recently, this is like heartbreaking and inspiring all at the same time. So let's bring it back to what I said at the beginning. I'm proud of you. The words we grow wishing we heard. Everybody from like that, you know, the core motivation from Olympians, most Olympians, is that they just want to hear that they're from their dad, that they're proud of them and they love them. There's something wrong there, in my opinion. So how can we give our kids the power to go outside of our expectations of them? Right? Like many, many things in parenting, it starts with us. It starts with us. We have to ask ourselves consistently. We have to question everything. Again, this is why this is called Motherhood Unshackled, right? We have to ask ourselves consistently questions like, whose goals am I chasing? Because it's really, really hard for us to let our kids chase their own goals and dreams and release our expectations of them and let them do what they need to do here on this planet if we can't even do it for ourselves, right? Why do I think it's important to sign up my child for soccer or hockey or gymnastics or for them to get A's or B's or C's or whatever it is, right? Why is it important for my kid to do X, Y, Z, whatever, like everything, like literally question everything. Whose goal am I encouraging my child to chase, right? Is it theirs? Is it yours? Is it your unfulfilled dream from your own childhood? Is it your father's dream? Right? Is it theirs? Whose is it? Is it something society's putting on you? Or pressure from friends? Because your friend has a son that's really good at hockey, then you want your child to be just as good or whatever, right? Whose goal are you chasing and whose goal are you encouraging your child to chase? This is really important. And the funny thing is that what Brendan found, Brendan Burchard, what he found is that in most cases it's fathers. And this is like, you know, I've seen this to be true. Most cases it is fathers. They didn't succeed as a hockey player or as whatever the examples that I have in my life and that I've seen and that I've observed are around hockey. So this is the one I'm using, right? But I've seen this family, and yeah, like the dad wanted to be a successful hockey player and he never made it to the NHL. I think he made it pretty high, but he never really made it there. So he pushed his son to play hockey and to practice and personal trainers and this and that. And his son was never even average, right? But he didn't see it, and like it ripped their relationship apart, and it deeply affected their marriage, the relationship between him and his child, and so much more. And that's like one extreme example that I've been able to observe for many, many, many years. But I see it in small places all the time. And the fathers in these cases, they think, no, this is what my child wants. But they can't separate themselves enough to say, shit, I have been pushing this on my child for so long without actually thinking it's what they want. Like I've almost like brainwashed them to say that's what they want. And what we don't understand is, and what we need to understand is that our children, like for a very long time, but especially the first 7 years of their life, they look to us for safety and for survival and for love, right? For the beginning, the first few years of their life, love is so important, because if they aren't loved, they're not going to be fed because they can't feed themselves. They're not going to be, you know, bathed. They're not going to be taken care of. So of course they want our love and our approval. So of course, when we say, oh, you're going to be a hockey player just like your dad, or you're going to be a swimmer just like your mom or whatever, of course they're going to say, yeah, okay, yeah. And then the more you say it, the more they start to like, oh, I can't disappoint my dad and I gotta do this. And they lose their connection to their dreams, to the reason they're here, and how they are here to give, to share their unique gift to the world, not yours, right? And it's really, I do find it's much easier for moms to be able to separate this and to see this lesson much easier than it is for dads. But we have to ask ourselves these questions, right? And it starts with having conversations about your values, about the values of your child outside of yours, right? It starts about telling them, encouraging them to live their life. What do you think I should do, mom? Well, what do you think you should do? Mom, do you like this or that? Well, what do you like? At the end of the day, my decision doesn't really impact you, right? I can tell you what my preference is, but really what I'm more curious in learning is what you like. That's what is important here. I don't want you to do things to please me. I don't want you to pick a color in your drawing just so that it pleases me, right? We need to make sure that we and that they don't have the regret of wishing on their deathbed, of wishing they had lived a life that was true to themselves and not a life that others expected of them, right? Can we start telling our children to look within for answers and direction? Telling them that we are proud of them when they look within for answers and directions, right? Instead of when they meet our expectations. Oh, you went to hockey today. I'm so proud of you. Or, you know, you scored a goal or whatever, right? And start to like direct them within. And when they follow that direction and they do things that feels really good for them, and maybe you don't even really care that much about, but that's not the point. How can we tell them we're proud of them and we love them when they do that? That's how they learn that it's safe for them to live a life outside of our expectations, right? So this is a really powerful conversation and a really important conversation to have, right? And it is things like this that I guide my private clients through. And this is part of my upcoming program. So it is still in the works. It'll be released in a few weeks, very shortly. So keep your eyes open for that. But if you're like, yeah, I need work on this. I want the private coaching, or I want to be part of one of these programs. The best way to figure out what I've got going on right now is to just come say hi to me on Instagram. The link to my Instagram account is in the show notes below, and you can come say hi, jump in, slide into my DMs, and let's have a conversation. And you can also invite me into conversations that you want to be had on this podcast. And even I'd love to hear your feedback from this episode. So thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you took something away from this. I'm really curious to hear what you did take away from it. So please come find me on Instagram and let me know. And like, I hope that you can start to shift something so that you can give the power to your child to go outside your expectations of them. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time. Thank you.